Welcome back, everyone, to Campfire Tales. Tonight's horrifying story is about a Border Patrol agent who was on duty at the time one evening and witnesses something horrific. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss this. If you're new to the channel, please consider subscribing, clicking on that bell, and smashing that thumbs up and telling a friend. Now, let's get spooky. Arizona still haunts me. I was driving in my SUV, and the time was about 6 p.m. The dunes of southern Arizona had created ghostly appearances on the horizon. I was tired, and the heat of the day had extracted my spirit away. So I decided to stop and enjoy a can of beer. I know, keeping this off the record. So I found a good spot, somewhere where nobody would see me. I parked and sat on a rock with my cold beer. Darkness completely covered the surrounding, and I felt something odd in the wind. At first, I was not able to identify the sounds, but later, I knew that they were the sounds of humans in extreme pain. I was surprised that there were no campers in that season. It was rugged and never sought out by the campers. But the sound grew loud and I decided to go ahead and just check it out, as the campground wasn't terribly too far from this area. Thinking maybe some campers were hiking around and maybe have gotten lost. Or maybe they even partied too hard and they're not where they're supposed to be. This is no campground. I was scared, which was unusual because, yes, it was dark and lonely outside. But at the same time, I'm used to this on patrol. This is something that is of a norm. A sudden fang of fear arose. And as I heard several stories about the strange creatures who used to dwell in this deadly isolated terrain, my mind started playing tricks on me. There was nothing but total silence at first. I searched the area with my flashlight, and I had my gun tight in hand. I was scared to death when my flashlight hit a piece of clothing on the sand. I took it without thinking, and I threw it away in a flash. The hot blood was now on my hand.
"Who's there? Who's there?"
I shouted, but no one answered. But I found out. The flashlight dropped from my trembling hand, as I was not able to face the penetrating glance of this creature. With great effort, I grabbed the torch and flashed it around. There were two bodies. Both were covered in blood, not terribly far from where I had been sitting, just down the slope on the terrain a bit, maybe about 50-60 feet away. And I saw it devouring one of the corpses with leisure. It was taller than an average human. A pale white yellowish skin covered its ugly body. Long whitish hair had covered the face of this creature, or so it looked like hair. I knew then that I was looking at a skinwalker. Saying the name just gives me goosebumps just thinking about what had happened those years ago. I was shocked by the unholy appearance of this creature, and I wanted to run away at that very moment. I had forgotten my service revolver. I was scared, and I ran to my car, but I was not sure. I had heard a sudden cry of the creature running after me, and that had my heart thumping even more. I was not sure who or what saved me out there. I just crept into my car and tried to hide, for God's sake, knowing that this thing was following me. I'm guessing, maybe a few moments later, this creature had jumped onto the roof of my SUV. I know how this sounds, and I'm trying to reference this past event to the best of my capability so that the truth may be known, to let people know that the myths and legends about the Skinwalker, Chupacabra, it's real, guys. It's not just make-believe to scare people from venturing off into the desert. It's real. There is proven evidence, witnesses, such as myself. This creature was on the roof of my truck, banging and scraping around frantically. I was scared out of my mind. It took me several moments to get my keys and get it into the ignition and actually turn it on. I drove as fast as capable, knocking the creature off of the roof in the process. Or so I believe I did. At that moment, I wasn't even concerned about the beer stained on my shirt and the beer can left back at the scene. My job was not the priority at that very moment. Being alive was. And if that meant that I had to get fired for this, then so be it. But I highly doubt that. More than likely, it would just be a verbal, and they would just wash it away. I had radioed everything in to the headquarters, and a couple of my colleagues had met up with me 20 minutes later. I explained everything that had happened. Of course, they did not believe me. Why would they? Everybody knows the rumors, but no one has actually seen anything. At least, no one's told me if they have. After some time passed, we all got together, and I showed them the exact location where I was. All four of them had brought automatic rifles with them. They kept asking me, "Where's this creature? Where's this skinwalker? Hoo 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 hoo!" They could tell that I was serious. And their jokes slowly faded away. Once we got to the location, God, I did not want to go back there myself. I tried to tell them the directions in person at the station so they could go there on their own. I did not want to go. But they insisted that we were fine. There was a total of five of us, and they had fully automatic rifles with them. There's nothing to worry about. We arrived back on the scene. Two guys in my car and two in the SUV behind me. Everybody got outside. Of course, I was the last one out of the SUV. There was no way in hell I was going to be the first. I led them around the corner to where I was having my beer. At this point, this is where I was kind of opening mouth and insert foot, per se. I was kind of tattling on myself. I did not care at that time. It was still dark out. We all had our flashlights out. I showed them where I had been sitting, just taking a casual break, just sipping on a cold brew. They were all joking with me about, you were drinking on the job, were you? Were you smoking a little something, too? Were you hallucinating? Maybe you saw a wolf or a coyote. I told them everything. I told them about the piece of clothing that I had seen that had blood on it when I went to go investigate. And I even showed them the dried blood on my fingers. I told them where the creature was, and that I saw two bodies of human beings, dead, being ravaged. We started walking down the dirt slope, in the direction of where I had seen the skinwalker. The drops and pools of blood that I knew that were there beforehand were now gone. There were not even any tracks in that area, which makes absolutely no sense, as this creature was sprinting towards my SUV when I had originally ran away. There were no bodies. I took my colleagues to the exact area where I had seen this creature eating some people, chomping at the bits, ripping and tearing flesh. It was a horrifying scene that I will never forget in my life. We searched the premises for a good 30 minutes or so. All jokes aside, I think everybody was getting an eerie feeling, not just myself, being out there in the middle of the night. Especially when they knew that I wasn't joking around. See, the problem is, I usually am a jokester. I'm the guy that plays pranks on you back at base. I'm the one that's always messing around, talking about myths and legends. But I did not expect to actually encounter one myself. To this day, nothing was ever found. No bodies, no blood, no tracks, no trace of this mythological creature. Luckily, my colleagues decided to just forget what they saw when it came to the beer. They said maybe I was having a stressful night. Maybe I did see something. Maybe it was a skinwalker. Maybe it wasn't. Regardless, you're fine. We didn't see nothing. Just call it a night. Everybody get back to their duty. I don't really think they believe me. I believe that they honestly think I did see something, but they don't believe it was a skinwalker. I know what I saw. It wasn't a coyote. It wasn't a wolf. It wasn't a bear. It wasn't a mountain lion, a bobcat. No. This thing was running at me on two legs. It wasn't an animal. And it wasn't human. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the story tonight. This is terrifying. I don't even know how to describe how I'm feeling right now. I know a lot about the skinwalkers, Wendigos, Dogman, Bigfoot, you name it. But this is some real deal stuff here, people. In southern Arizona, on the border, there is all kinds of sightings of these creatures. Not to mention other areas located all over the Southwest. It is not a joking matter. If you're ever out in the Southwest, stay vigilant and stay safe. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Let's help this channel grow to its full potential where it really belongs to be. Have a good night, and stay spooky.